The Yiddish are coming. The Yiddish are coming.
Mrs. Baikowitz! Mrs. Baikowitz!
Yeah, what is it, Mrs. Goldstein?
Did you see what happened with Israel and Egypt?
How could I? I can't see anything. I live in the back.
Command headquarters.
Sir, the plans have been completed for the attack tomorrow morning, exactly as you ordered.
That's good, Major. Now, what time do we jump off?
The attack is scheduled for 6:45, 7 o'clock, in that neighborhood.
Good, good. I'm going to schedule the paratroopers in to meet the ground troops at the objective.
The juncture of infantry and paratroops will be made Wednesday, 0900, Thursday, the latest.
Major, you've done it again.
There's only one thing, General. We've got to close off that gap on the left flank.
Well, there's only one man to run that operation, General Finkelstein.
Right, sir.
Get me General Finkelstein, Eastern Sector Command, Post 6, immediately.
Right, sir.
Hello, front line.
Operator, I'm calling for the Chief of Staff. This is a top priority call. Get me General Finkelstein, Eastern Second Command, Post 6, immediately.
Please deposit another 20 cents.
Operator, hurry. This is top priority.
Don't get excited. I'll get you General Finkelstein. But first, I have to know one thing.
What is it?
Did you want General Finkelstein the furrier or General Finkelstein the jeweler?
The military decision.
General, the scout you sent out 4 days ago has just returned.
Show him in immediately, Lieutenant. Corporal Rapoport just back from 4 long, hot days on the desert's hands, reporting, sir. At ease, at ease. Well, what do you have to report, Corporal?
Oy, my toasty. Oy, my toasty.
Lieutenant, quickly, a cold drink for the corporal.
Yes, sir.
Listen, Lieutenant, if you don't mind, could I have an egg cream, please? And I wouldn't die if you happened to have an extra cookie.
Look, Corporal, I need your report and immediately. Now, look, I've got to move an entire division of men out of this area by sundown. And you're the only man to tell me the safest direction to move. Now, tell me, Corporal, can I move the men to the west?
Certainly you can move them to the west. But I wouldn't do it. To the west, this moment sits the entire Egyptian army. A boulevard of loveliness it wouldn't be.
And can we move to the east?
Certainly you can move them to the east. But I wouldn't do it. Would you believe the entire Syrian army is waiting to the east? Unless you think you're Lawrence of Israel. I wouldn't do it.
Then I'll plan to make the move to the north.
Now, that's a plan. Boy, what a plan. I tell you, that's a plan from Planland. You know what kind of a plan that is? A rotten plan. To the north, surrounded by their planes and their tanks, sits the entire Jordanian army.
Then I guess we'll have to move to the south.
I wouldn't do it.
You mean we're blocked in from the south, too?
General, in your life, you wouldn't believe how we are blocked in from the south.
Well, what's facing us in the south?
General, facing us in the south is such a big black dog.
Last wish.
Well, it's the end. It's been a good life, but it's the end. Where is my son Simo that came to see me from California?
Hello, Papa.
Goodbye, Seymour. Seymour, my son. It's the end.
Don't say that, Papa. It's not the end.
Even at the end, my own son is telling me what to say. Seymour, my boy, believe me, it's the end.
All right, Papa, I believe you. It's the end.
Seymour, I liked it better when you were arguing with me.
Papa, is there anything I can get for you?
Yes. One thing before I go. I would like one piece of Mama's delicious apple strudel. It's my last wish.
I'll get it for you, Papa.
What else could a man want but the taste of Mama's apple strudel on his lips when he goes? I'm a lucky man.
I'm back, Papa.
Oh, good. The apple strudel.
No, Papa. I didn't get it. Mama says you can't have any.
What do you mean? Can't have any.
She said the strudel is for after the funeral.
Back to school.
Everybody, settle down, please. Hello, boys and girls. I am Professor Feinemann, and throughout this course, I will serve as instructor, consultant, translator, and notary public. May I welcome you to our new course, Jewish 101 and 102. This is our crash program in how to become Jewish overnight. This overnight program will take 6 weeks. Now, students, please open your textbooks to lesson number one. You'll find it on the last page. Now, lesson number one. Yiddish for all occasions. Key words. Now, here is a word that can be used anytime for any situation. The word is oy vey. You there, young man. Let's begin with you. Repeat after me. Oy vey.
Now let me see how I would pronounce that word. Oy hoy.
Oy vey. Not exactly Senator Booby.
That's a Bobby.
Not in this class.
Well, Professor, if I knew the meaning of the word, maybe I could do better.
Okay, let me explain it in this way so you'll understand. You go to a barber shop and you fall asleep. And when you wake up, you find you got a crew cut.
Oy vey.
By George! By George, I think he's got it. Let's try one more. Another Yiddish word for all occasions. Hoo-ha!
That's a very good one. Now, what does it mean?
Well, let us suppose in the next election, Mayor John Lindsay runs against you.
Hoo-ha!
And he wins.
Oy vey.
You've got it! You've got it! Now, lesson number two, practical application. Now, on this page is a list of words for everyday conversation. You'll take this phone, and you'll call your wife, and you'll use as many of these words as possible.
Yes, let me call Ethel and try it out on her. Yes, hello? Hello, Ethel. Ethel, this is your husband, Bubby. All right. I'm a fine, and how's by you? Now, I'll be home for the dinner party at 7:15, 7:30 the latest. Now, don't forget to order the cream cheese, the bagels, and the lard. Whatever that is. The lox. Well, I'm not sure. L-O-C-K-S, I guess. All right, now, who will be there for supper? Huh? The Fitzgeralds, the O'Briens, and Cardinal Cushing. Oy vey. All right, we should live and be well. Goodbye, Mama. Well, how did I do?
I'm giving you a note to the dean, and you can get your tuition back. Well, it can't get worse. Let's hire another student. You, sir, you give it a try. Now, repeat after me. Oy vey.
Oy vey. Oh, yeah.
Master Smith!
Private Goldberg, volunteer.
Private Goldberg reporting, sir.
Yes, Private. What is it?
Well, Major, it's like this. I heard you needed a person for a mission impossible, and here I am.
Well, good boy, Goldberg. This is a dangerous and top-secret assignment. Now, first, you'll take a jet. You'll fly at 30,000 feet, and then you'll parachute out over enemy territory.
I'll take a jet, and I'll fly it at 30,000 feet, and I'll parachute out. Major, don't worry about a thing. It wouldn't happen. I'm afraid of heights.
Well, I suppose we can get you there by boat. Now, when you get to the enemy campsite, you'll steal one of their camels and ride due east 41 miles to the bridge.
Let us review. When I get to the enemy campsite, I'll steal a camel and ride him due east 41 miles to the bridge. Major, don't worry about a thing. It'll never take place. I'm frightened of animals.
All right, Goldberg. You'll walk to the bridge. Now, when you get there, you'll take the 100 pounds of high-explosive TNT, you'll tie it on your back, then you'll tie yourself to one of the main beams under the bridge, and when the enemy tanks are crossing, you'll blow up the bridge.
Aha! Now that's a plan. Tied 100 pounds of TNT on my back, then I'll tie myself to the bridge, and when the tanks come, boom! Don't you worry, Major. And I'm not gonna worry either, because I'm not going to do it. From the boom alone, I get such a migraine.
Private, I just don't understand you. You're afraid to fly, you're frightened of animals, you're terrified of high explosives. Why did you come in here in response to my request for a volunteer?
Major, I came to tell you that on me you shouldn't depend.
The Gypsy Fortune Teller.
Hello? Hello? Is the gypsy of the house in? Hello, sweetheart. I am your friendly neighborhood gypsy. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Miriam Beuter, internationally famous clairvoyant, fortune teller, mystic, palmist, astrologer, and caterer.
Caterer?
Yeah. On Fridays, I make fortune cookies. Now, how may I sign you with my supernatural powers?
Well, I'm not really sure.
Don't be bashful, darling. I also read cards, tea leaves,
bumps on the head, crystal balls. In se habla español. Well, maybe you can help me. I must contact my dear departed grandmother. Can you hold us youngs and bring her back so that I can talk to her?
Let me ask you a question. You got $5?
Yes, I do.
Then I'll get in touch with her immediately.
Could you please hurry, madam? I'm very anxious to speak to my grandmother.
Just a second, lady. After all, I haven't got a direct line. Besides, I haven't summoned the spirits yet. Quiet. Hello, there. Can you hear me? Grandmother, come on down.
Hello, granddaughter.
Oh, you've contacted us. You did it. Is that your grandmother?
Yes, it's me, my dear grandchild.
How are you, grandmother?
Very well, thank you.
Is that really you, grandmother?
Yes, it's really me.
Then tell me one thing, grandmother.
Anything, my child.
When did you learn to speak English?
Visit from the press.
Well, Mr. Campbell, that completes our tour of the camp. And if you like, I'll walk you back to the headquarters building.
Oh, yes, thank you, General Berkowitz. You know, it certainly has been a very fulfilling experience here, visiting with your troops. I'm certain my readers will be as impressed as I am with the discipline and precision with which this camp is run, especially since it's an army made up basically of civilians.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. It's always a pleasure showing a member of the press around.
Yeah, well, General, excuse me, I guess you didn't notice that guard. The private we just walked past didn't salute you.
He didn't what? He didn't salute me?
No, General, he didn't.
Well, we'll see about that. Soldier, is it true that when I just passed you, that you didn't salute me?
That's right, I didn't salute you.
What's the matter, Mendel? You're mad at me.
The man with the black patch on his eye. There was a colonel down in Cairo who was growling like a beast. He swore that he would conquer the whole darn Middle East. With guns and tanks from Russia, to whom he hitched his star, he told his troops to occupy the Gulf of Aqaba. When they told Levi Eshkol about the blockade of Tehran, he said to Abba Ibn,
"We'd better make a plan."
Then Abba said to Levi,
"I think we've found our man.
The man with the black patch on his eye, the man called Moshe Dayan."
Moshe Dayan, Moshe Dayan, the man with the black patch on his eye, the man called Moshe Dayan.
Then Levi said to Dayan,
"Hey, listen to me, Moshe. We're in an awful pickle, and it isn't even kosher. They've got their troops around us, and things don't look so hot."
And Moshe said,
"Mr. Eshkol, if you want, I'll give him a shot."
Moshe Dayan, Moshe Dayan, the man with the black patch on his eye, the man called Moshe Dayan.
Then Moshe raised his left hand and Moshe raised his right, and soon the colonel's army was running out of sight. But Moshe's brave Israelis were hot upon the trail. They captured so many Russian tanks, they're gonna have a sale.
Moshe Dayan,
On this you can depend. Every fight for freedom will win out in the end. When democracy is threatened, brave men will proudly stand behind a man who's got the heart, a man like Moshe Dayan.
Moshe Dayan.